Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
The final score, the Bucks 116, the Celtics 91. The Milwaukee Bucks are headed to the Houston Conference Final.
You know, I'm looking forward to seeing them going to the Eastern Conference Finals and playing their next opponent.
Dale Arnold.
Talk about round three.
You're not going to talk about that?
We're on to round three.
You passed it?
We're on to round three.
Rich Key.
I've been a head coach for 12 years, and we let go of the rope more and cracked more than we probably should have.
I wish I was dead!
Dale and Keith.
You dingus.
Call people dinguses, which is out of line and out of bounds.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith. Sports Radio WEEI, you've heard from some of the people involved last night. You've heard from Kyrie Irving. You've heard from Terry Rozier. Now we're going to hear from you. We will talk some Bruins Hurricanes Game 1 at the bottom of the hour. Sarah Sivian from The Athletic in Raleigh will join us and help preview the series then. But let's get to it with you guys. I got a feeling a lot of you have got a lot to say.
Oh, I bet.
Positively and probably not a lot. Mike's in Rhode Island. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are we doing today?
What's up, Mike?
I just wanted to call in. I had this thought on my mind for a little bit now throughout this season. Not really necessarily works with Terry Rozier being a restricted free agent. But what do you think about a package of Terry Rozier and Jaylen Brown moving him for someone like De'Aaron Fox? Like, not a big contract. Someone has an immense amount of talent, slashes and passes, and would really open up the court. And getting rid of Jaylen Brown, even though I personally love him, you know, with Tatum, Hayward and Brown all, you know, essentially supposed to be here for the same reason. You know, I feel like we need to open up the position at the three a little bit.
Well,
I'm not saying Hayward's better or anything. Don't get me wrong, but
I just think it's one of those. I don't think De'Aaron Fox is going anywhere. I think the Kings love him. This is only his second year in the league. He had a big jump from his rookie year. They got a nice kind of team going out there in Sacramento, so I don't think he's going anywhere, but maybe that will be what they have to do. Maybe if Kyrie's gone, maybe it's not Rozier, maybe it's a trade to look for the next point guard. I just don't think it'll be Fox. I love the player. I'd be surprised if it was him.
Paul's in Abington. Hey, Paul.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I just need to find out, you asked the question you presented a little while ago about the player or the coach?
Yes.
And you didn't answer that. You asked Keith.
No, because Rich has made it clear in the past he would
player always.
Up until this point he'd always say player.
Yeah.
What is your response? If you're in that position, do you go with Kyrie or do you go with the coach?
I think in this, and I'm with Keith on this one. In this particular case, I don't want to take the chance that I do what Kyrie wants and he's the same guy next year that I just saw end this year.
Okay, the reason I was asking, because when you presented a little while ago, you said, if I'm Danny Ainge and they come to me and it's either you're going to get rid of the coach, you said, yeah, okay. But the way you made it sound, you said you would definitely, the Celtics would never do that. They would go with Stevens in a heartbeat. They wouldn't go down that road. That's fine. A bigger part to my call is that right now the Celtics, and the way the NBA is set up, you know, you need your top 2 out of 10, 15, whatever type of players.
Mm-hmm.
The Celtics with Kyrie, he's somewhere between 9 and 11. That's where I put him
okay.
in terms of the league. They do not have anybody, including Tatum, who might be their second best player, who's even in the top 30. He might be in 30 to 40. I don't want to go down that road and figure out every single name.
Yeah, I got it.
But the bottom line is, the majority of the players in that top 30 are either in their prime, the beginning of their prime, or just before their prime. I consider Giannis just at the beginning of his prime in terms of age-wise. So a Tatum guy would have to jump 15, 20 spots above all those guys. I think we overvalue our players as hometown guys, and that's not a bad thing. But I just, this team regressed a little bit, and for right now, my money's on, I don't see it's going to happen, but I see Stevens leaving. I think he's out.
Well, let me, and I'm not...
On his own, Paul, or do you think Ainge can?
No. I just think that they need to. I always look at sports and say to myself, I'll give you Grady Little and Francona as an example. Francona won in 04. Yes, they made that trade, but the majority of that team was Grady Little's team. And you can do that with a lot of sports that are out there. Guys take over
teams,
I understand. All of a sudden, boom, they finally win a championship.
And I know we're not, Paul, I know we're not listing, you know, trying to come up with a numerical list here, but just for the sake of discussion, so I understand your point. You'd have Chris Middleton where? He's their second best player, right?
He'd be ahead of Tatum and Brown right now.
Yeah, he would be.
Being in the top 30.
No, that's the thing, and I think that is also one of the big issues. And I know we spent a lot of time on Kyrie, and we should, but the reality is going into this season, didn't you expect Gordon Hayward to be a top 30 player in the league? I did. Did you expect Jason Tatum to be a top 30 player? I did.
He regressed, I thought.
I thought
Brown took a step forward, Tatum took a step backward.
Yeah, and I think...
Ironically, isn't Tatum the guy who supposedly gets along best with Kyrie?
Right. Yeah, he is. But I think also his game, maybe he needed more shots, or maybe he just needed to be a bigger part of the offense, or whatever it was, and he kind of struggled with that. And also Horford. I mean, Horford's a tough guy to rank, again, because it's so easy to look at the guys that can score and everything else. But Horford's another guy who probably should have been somewhere in that top 30. And I don't know if you really got that. Sure, some night, you know, game one of this series, Al Horford looked like a top 20 player the way he looked. But overall, those guys did let Kyrie down. But you could also make the argument that, you know, Kyrie didn't really help those guys out much. And just the way that he kind of led the team, it's no surprise that those guys didn't have good years.
Mike's in Wakefield. Hey, Mike.
Gentlemen, what's going on? Hey, bear with me as I trudge through the annals of the Prudential Building. So, first of all, great job, bargain basement Belichick, grabbing the corpse of Ben Watson to fill in for Rob Gronkowski's shoes. But to my Celtics point, you know, the thing is, we're not going to be able to afford Terry Rozier. He's going to get a lot of money out there, and I'm already convinced Kyrie's gone. Go, get out of here, please. I'll pay for your plane ticket if I have to. Seriously, I'll drive you there if you want to. But, I mean, I think the smart thing to do is, smart being the fun word here, put Marcus Smart in your starting point guard position, but let Gordon Hayward handle the ball. He's already proven this year that when the offense runs through Hayward, the Celtics are very productive. I think they can be a much more successful team. And I don't want Anthony Davis either. The guy's a loser. I say let Anthony Davis and let Kyrie be someone else's problem. Start over a little bit. Let your young guys develop and try to hit another big free agent in the next few years.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, Anthony Davis definitely is coming across as a loser this year, but Kawhi Leonard did the year before. Kawhi Leonard looked like a guy who quit on the Spurs, and you were like, why would you want this guy?
He did quit on the Spurs.
Yeah, he just bailed on him. And then
they're saying, no, he's ready. He could play.
Now he might win the NBA title with the Raptors in year one. So, I mean, I'm not going to write off Anthony Davis. I think he was really childish this year and really became a joke down there. And his first point about Terry Rozier, they can absolutely afford Terry Rozier. Again, he's a restricted free agent. You can go over the cap, all that stuff. So it won't be about money, whether or not they want to keep Rozier. It's just whether or not they want him. Because if they do, they can match anybody, and he doesn't really have a whole lot of say in it.
Peterson, JP. Hey, Peter.
Guys, how you doing?
Good.
No one's talking about Wick. He's a fan. He's at every game. He hears the national pundits. He's listening to the fans on talk radio. He's listening to Rich Keefe. I don't think there's any way he signs a $188 million paycheck for this guy that no one likes. There's no way, in my opinion.
Look, I asked that question a few days ago. If you're the owner of the Celtics.
That's interesting.
And, you know, Danny, I assume he would have to go to Wick before he said, look, I'm going to give this guy $190 million.
That much money, sure.
And I just wonder what Wick would think
about
it.
Yeah, could Danny Ainge convince him?
I think Wick's fuming right now. I think he's just pissed at Kyrie Irving quitting and all his, you know, his, I wanted to say BS. As he's a fan. And I don't think he likes it. I'll bet he's listening right now. And if he is, Wick, please do not resign Kyrie Irving.
He's taken Peter from JP's advice, I'm sure, many times in the past.
He does listen. He's a frequent listener.
P, P1, we like to call
to the program. And
my guess is if you talk to Wick today, and he probably is smart enough to not talk today because it's a little raw right now.
Right.
Just you can get right over it, just like Kyrie. Who cares?
I'll be rooting for the Milwaukee Bucks. My guess is he's probably a little salty right now anyway. He sees what we saw last night, and he's thinking, really? I'm paying this guy how much money, and he just goes through the motions out there?
But I could see a situation where maybe Wick says, is this really the best investment? And then he sits down with Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens, and I'd be interested to know what Brad Stevens thinks, honestly. My guess would be he doesn't want Kyrie, but do the three of them kind of hash it out, and they say, you know what, I know it's bad now, but winning fixes everything. You get out to a good start next year. We all have short memories. And you might say, oh, this ended really poorly, but you're gonna be able to bounce back. I mean, there were times Paul Pierce wasn't all rosy here with the Celtics. There were some tough times. Remember after they lost to Indiana and he's taking the jersey off and everything else? I loved him. I've always loved Paul Pierce, but he wasn't the most popular player after that. And then it all obviously ended up working out very well.
617-779-7937. Ray's in Quincy. Hey, Ray.
Hey, what's up, guys? I think you guys are being somewhat ridiculous this morning. It's almost as if you went into that Kyrie Irving's press conference.
Well, then we're failing because we meant to be flat out, all out ridiculous.
All out.
Yeah.
Yes. I think you are, because it's as if you guys went to that Kyrie Irving press conference and just wanted to, everything the guy said, you wanted to take it as a negative. You know?
Spin it positive for me, Ray. What was positive about Kyrie's press conference?
So when he says good things about the Milwaukee Bucks, he's taking shots at Brad Stevens.
Yeah, when he's talking about how well coached they are, don't you think that's a passive aggressive shot at Stevens? Especially because Kyrie has a track record of doing that.
Let me ask you, Keith, were the Milwaukee Bucks not well coached?
They were, but that wasn't even the question.
Okay.
The question was like, reflect on this season, and he went on to say how well coached the Bucks are.
So if he would have said, well, we didn't play well, wouldn't you still have taken that as a shot at Brad Stevens and his teammates? It's almost like the guy can't win every time he opens his mouth.
He could have mixed in an I didn't play well. Don't you think he could have mixed in an I didn't play well or I shot 30% from the field for four games?
So he could have turned it. So you wanted him to answer every question like Marshawn Lynch and Russell Westbrook say,
no,
I didn't play well. That's
no,
the reason
I
we lost.
I was interested in him to answer the questions, but he brought up Mike Budenholzer out of nowhere. He brought up the Bucks bench out of nowhere. He was asked to reflect on the season. I don't know how you look at that as not a shot at the coach.
Because he's coming off of a series where they just got smoked.
I know, but he's not even upset about it. He's not even mad about it, Ray. He even said, well, I'm not going to dwell on this. I'm looking forward to watching the Bucks. Spin that one positive for me. I'm looking forward to watching the Bucks in the conference finals.
Is that the first time somebody has lost and saying, you know what, I wish the other team good luck. I hope they go on and win the whole thing.
You are a super positive guy, Ray. We should have you on all the time.
No, I'm asking you a question.
Holy smokes.
Answer the question, because this is the same thing you guys tried to do with David Price.
Yes, first guy I've ever heard.
This is the same thing you guys try to do. This is the only time where people feel like
this might be worse than David Price, Ray, because David Price never trashed Kora or trashed his teammates. That's all Kyrie does.
Well, I remember a lot of times where people were saying exactly that. You know,
Price has never criticized
his manager or his teammates.
Listen,
ever.
I had a lot of problems with Price and the excuses that he made, but he never once crapped on his teammates the way that Kyrie Irving does.
I just think people have a short memory, right? The last thing we remember of Kyrie is not great, and I give you that. But people forget that last year there was no chemistry issues with this guy. And the Celtics were 41-19 with him on the team.
Do you want him back
that's
next year?
I want him back next year.
All right.
But
things are different. That's the thing is you're right. And I'll give Ray credit. The regular season last year, it looked like Kyrie and Brad could coexist. It looked like Kyrie and the teammates were fine. They also played that whole year without Gordon Hayward. And they also played that whole year without the knowledge that Terry Rozier, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown could lead a team to the conference finals. And even though that was sort of a kind of based on the circumstances and the home court and the Eastern Conference being down, whatever, those guys made it further in the playoffs without Kyrie than they did with him. So how do you think they all get along? It's clear that they don't get along. It's some of the worst team chemistry that you've ever seen.
And it all seems to be directed in one direction. It's all one. It's not like they're saying, God, that Horford guy.
No, definitely not.
Oh, my. Jason Tatum's driving me crazy.
Right.
It's all directed at him.
Right. And then also,
maybe they're all wrong and he's right. Maybe.
I think what's also tough is, and one of the reasons why in the NBA so many star players basically are allowed to pick their coach is if you're getting two different messages too. Like if the best player and the coach aren't on the same page, that's tough. Especially when, as good as the coach is, he doesn't have the championship pedigree. Right, it's one thing when it was like Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan, or Greg Popovich and Tim Duncan, or even Phil and Shaq and Kobe. Like, it's just sort of a different dynamic than if you have Brad Stevens and Kyrie, and if those guys aren't really getting along, what do you do as another player? You're like, do I listen to the coach? Do I listen to the star who's going to not pass me the ball? Like, you end up putting those guys in some pretty tough spots.
Bob's in Waltham. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Yo. All right, look, Kyrie deserves a goodly bit of the blame, as we're talking about. He couldn't perform in the big moment, and that's all clear and good. But
yeah.
You know what else, too?
What's
you
that?
You got to give a lot more blame to Brad Stevens, because Mike Budenholzer made adjustments. Brad Stevens did not.
I can't blow this
up.
Brad Stevens
couldn't even get these guys to figure out their roles throughout the season. Come on.
I'm with you, right? I'm right there with you, Bob.
Since it's our fault, not his. What the hell is going on in there again?
That's how Bob sounds. What do you mean?
I don't think Bob
has that
ability. He was so
fired up. Like, he screamed himself hoarse last night. Then he took a bunch of helium shots today just to get back on, you know, the swing of things.
I thought it was like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Like, he's just miniature now.
Oh, you think he's tiny?
Yes.
You think Bob was tiny?
Like 3.5 inches.
Yeah. This would be actually a
living
really...
Living in a shoe.
This would be a great day to have the phone screw up. This would
you
be
mean
a really
like
good
that?
Day. This would be a good
this,
day.
This is different?
I kind of... No, the previous call, there was something kind of off. I thought it was his connection. But this was... We kind of knew this was going to happen.
So our crack engineering staff...
Yes.
The last time that happened, where the alien came... Yeah. They told us it was because you called somebody else.
No, they all called us.
Or did we call this guy?
We did. We called Bob and Walter.
I personally called Bob because he was amazing.
You guys aren't giving Brad Stevens to bury him. He has not had a very good series, and he is to blame. Brad Stevens is the problem with this team. You guys are all talking about Kevin.
You gotta give a lot more blame to Brad Stevens because Mike Budenholzer made adjustments. Brad Stevens did not.
I can't blow.
Sir, let me be the first to tell you I love your cookies.
I'm a little nervous about when we call Sarah Sivian in a few minutes.
Oh, I hope she sounds like that the whole time.
We're going to call Sarah to get
best interview
a Hurricanes
ever.
Preview, and it's going to sound like that? What the hell is going on? One can only hope.
Not going to be a busy day on the phones here at all, by the way.
No,
it'll be
no,
fine.
We're it'll good.
Be fine. Not a lot to talk about. Nobody cares.
Nobody wants to talk about what they watched last night.
I know Kyrie doesn't care, but it seems like a lot of people listening do care. A lot of people do, and I'd like to hear from them all, especially if they sound like that guy.
Well, let's see what Gary in Brookline sounds like. Hey, Gary.
Oh, hi there. Thank you for taking my call. I would like to raise the prospect with you that Kyrie Irving is actually not that good a player.
Ew,
and
boy.
I don't base it on the fantastic, like, hitting one shot in the finals. That's great. But if you look at the advanced stats on Kyrie... And the RPM, which is the real plus-minus, this is the first year he's ever been in the top 10 for point guards.
Yeah, we're not doing that today. Kyrie Irving's a great player. He's a great player. He's a bit of a turd sandwich, but he's a great player. And don't say, oh, he hit one shot in the finals. He hit the biggest shot in the finals. He's also had, I believe, multiple 40-point games in the finals. So just because his RPMs are down or whatever
he was not good the last four games.
He was horrible.
But his playoff career prior to this year has been really good.
So that's,
especially the first two
and
rounds.
He's probably going to leave. And we know, Dale, it's very easy for when a Boston athlete leaves, it's easy to trash that player. And
so we're getting a head start on it, is what
you're
saying?
But so here's the thing. As upset as I am with him and with the team, let's not pretend that Kyrie Irving's not a great player. If you want to say he's the worst leader of all time, go for it.
No, in fact, that's what we've been saying all along. He is a great player who doesn't seem to do anything to make his teammates any better.
Right, and that's what it is. But to now try to find certain advanced stats which spin it as he's not a great player, he is. He's one of the superstars in the league. You can have him as high as, you know, ninth, as low as maybe 15th. That's a superstar. There's 30 teams. And if he's one of the best 15 players in the league, he's a superstar. So let's not start to twist it and find random stats.
Joe's in Boston. Hey, Joe.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Guys, quick question, obviously, about Irving. The Celtics can give him the most money. Do you think if, say, for example, the Knicks were to win either the lottery or come in, say, second or third in the lottery, do you think they would ever do a sign-and-trade with Irving to the Knicks?
I think they could do a sign-and-trade. I just don't think you get a whole lot in return, to be honest. I think you're
not getting the first or second overall pick in the draft.
It's not that good. Like, if you look back at when... Because I think the Cavs and the Raptors ended up doing sign-and-trades when the Heat put their super team together. And, like, you get stuff, but you don't get anything that good. At least to the best of my knowledge, you get a player and a draft pick. Like these exemptions or whatever they call them, and like lower draft picks. You're not getting a lottery pick for that.
You're sure as hell not getting the first or second pick in the draft.
But you might get something. Like, so yeah, I wouldn't rule out a sign and trade if Kyrie wants to get the most, and then at least the Celtics get something, but it wouldn't be Zion Williamson.
No, probably not. Or Ja Morant whatever the list you guys. Doug's in New Hampshire. Hey Doug.
What up, Doug?
Hey guys, very emotional here.
Yes.
Kyrie just reminds me of Rajon Rondo, and the guy's a poison. And I don't know how you can win with a guy like that on your team. As great as he is, you're never going to win.
Well, I mean, he has won, but as the best player, I think you're right, Doug. As the best player, I convinced myself after they made the trade that you could win with him, and I was wrong. I think if he has the right team around him, I mean, hell, he won with LeBron. Could he win with a healthy Durant? Maybe, maybe, but not here, not with this team.
No, he wasn't part of the plan. I think somebody said that earlier, and I agree with that. He kind of just fell into our laps.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean,
it did sort of come out of nowhere, didn't it?
It did. And the team that you were going up against.
It's like Danny Ainge going, really?
Wait, really? So the best team in the league and their second best player now wants out and they're willing to trade with us? That did come out of nowhere. Yeah.
None of us could believe that Cleveland would ship him off to another Eastern Conference team.
But I think it did kind of speed things up because, let's face it, it's not like Isaiah Thomas went on to have great years. Unfortunately, Isaiah Thomas riddled with injuries and has never been the same player. The draft pick that you gave up ended up being Colin Sexton, was like the eighth pick or whatever. So it's not like you gave up a top pick and an all-star player. So Kyrie Irving was supposed to speed up that rebuild process, and it looked like he did. But now you might be in yet another type of rebuild. Yeah.
Jackson Drake. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Dan, Dale and Kiefer.
What's going on?
I got one. I called before. Uncle Drew needs to screw. I think you might recall that one.
Take
two.
How could I forget?
Last night, 116-91. I'm going to door Kiefer's mat. Yeah. So 116, 9-6, 15 players on a team. One person needs to go, number 11. Bye-bye, Kyrie.
Wow.
Did you go to MIT, Jack?
That's just...
What the hell was that? That was a lot of numbers. I feel like Zach Galifianakis now in The Hangover.
My kid's got a PhD in stats. He couldn't do that.
Putting them all together. Wait a minute.
Come on. It's just throwing,
you guys ever seen
throwing
the movie?
A lot of stuff at us.
The number 23 with Jim Carrey? That was a real...
Was much like
really
that.
Make you think. Yeah, everything goes back to the certain numbers.
617-779-7937. We will preview tonight's Game 1 Eastern Conference Final at the Garden between the Bruins and the Carolina Hurricanes. Sarah Sivian will join us, hopefully sounding like she just fell off the truck from Munchkin Land.
Couldn't even get these guys to figure out their roles.
Just like that.
Love it.
I mean, I'm hoping.
Love it.
But first, we've got to...
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trend.
Hit us up on Twitter at Dale Keefe WEEI. Now more of Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Sarah 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We are at the conference finals part of the schedule now. The Eastern Conference final begins tonight. The Boston Bruins host the Carolina Hurricanes. They have a day's delay in the Western Conference final. They will not start tomorrow.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought that was the...
Yeah,
oh, no,
they're in San Jose.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, that's too bad.
They start Saturday in San Jose. The St. Louis Blues take on the San Jose Sharks. Joe Thornton.
Yes.
The guy that you're probably rooting for in
easy
that one.
Easy to root for him, for sure.
And then as far as, you know, going forward, the Bruins play again Sunday afternoon, Mother's Day afternoon at 3 p.m.
Ugh. And Rossi hates that for some reason. I think it's going to be fine. A nice Sunday afternoon.
Ruining my Mother's Day.
Now you have a brunch, and then you're done with the brunch.
I don't have a plan for a brunch. I got a 4:30 dinner.
We'll change it.
I got to be honest.
Change it.
There's a certain wife that is in my house who's not that fired up about it.
You could celebrate on Saturday.
She's except I'm doing Red Sox baseball Saturday.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Monday at 7, I hear, is a really good time.
That's a great time to do it.
There you go. It might be Monday at 7 might be my only other option here.
That might be.
The way things have worked out, we are attempting to make connections with Sarah Sivian from the Athletic.
Pretty interesting for her, too. She was here last year, right? Last couple of years.
Yep.
And then she goes and takes a job with Carolina, and you're like, oh, that's good. Like, and now all of a sudden, here they are in the conference finals. Nobody expected that. Right, I mean, Carolina's one of the last teams to make the playoffs.
Oh,
this
New
year.
Year's Day, they were like one of the worst teams in the NHL.
Yeah, no, you're definitely
they and the St. Louis Blues were both in the conference finals now.
Yeah, bizarre. And then even the Blue Jackets were a team we thought was going to be a team that was a seller. And so Columbus and Carolina, the only two teams in the East that didn't get 100 points in the regular season, they both get into the playoffs. They both win at least a round. And now here's Carolina. We're trying to figure out who these guys are. Not a lot of household names on the Carolina Hurricanes, Dale. This is a team that I think we're going to be learning names. Not you necessarily, but we as fans are going to be learning names tonight at 8 o'clock. To be like, oh, okay, there he is.
I've got some interesting numbers that we're going to give you throughout the course of the day. Right now, 5-on-5 save percentage. Tuukka Rask is at .945 for the playoffs. And by the way, as I think Craig Wyshynski wrote today, if you were talking about the Conn Smythe, which is obviously the Stanley Cup MVP, your two finalists right now would be Tuukka Rask and Tuukka Rask would be one of them.
Yeah.
And you know, in all likelihood,
I can see that.
Some guy from the West.
Yeah.
But anyway, we finally made connections with Sarah Sivian, who worked here, WEEI.com, packed up everything, moved to Raleigh, North Carolina to go to work for the Athletic. And the next thing you know, she's back home again because, hey, the Bruins are playing the Hurricanes. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Howdy, y'all. This is how we all drew it up, isn't it? Pretty crazy.
You're going to try to do that old Southern accent thing and goad me into doing something. Yeah.
Yep.
We're not falling. Now, on New Year's Day, when the Carolina Hurricanes sucked, this is what envisioned, right?
Oh, my God. I actually did a mailbag that day, and it was I'm a very optimistic person. And somebody said, okay, they're not making the playoffs, right? And I said, I hope you can quote this later and make fun of me, but no, there's no way. They got shut out in New Jersey by, a rookie goaltender making his debut, and he had a shutout. And it was like, okay, this team is not going anywhere. But listen, William said that day, excuses are for losers, and I think they had a meeting, and then ever since then, they've won more games than anybody in the NHL.
Now, let's just pretend for a second that I don't know anything about the Carolina Hurricanes. This is just for the radio. Let's just pretend.
Preposterous.
Pretend
yeah.
I don't know anything about them. Who is their best player? And if it's a different answer, who has been their best player in the playoffs?
I think all of the above is Jacob Slavin. I mean, everything with them starts with defense. It always has. But he has been turning it on offense. He has 11 assists in the whole playoffs. And he normally isn't. He's more of a puck mover, but he has been making an impact on the score sheet too, and he is he'll do things that you didn't know were possible, the way that he can handle the stick, and it's pretty, you just have to watch him. But I mean, Sebastian Aho is also a bona fide 1C that he proved this season, and he's been explosive. His conditioning is just insane.
Let me give Sebastian Aho some bad news, okay? In the first two rounds of the playoffs, Patrice Bergeron was primarily paired with John Tavares and Artemi Panarin. When they played 5-on-5 against Patrice Bergeron, they combined for 0 goals. Guess who Sebastian Aho is going to see a lot of?
Definitely Bergeron, but the Hurricanes have Jordan Staal to answer back for the second line, and that's going to give them some problems too. But I think, yeah, they're going to have to find secondary scoring. They've had to all playoffs, and Warren Fogle has come up huge, but like that is pretty unexpected, and who knows if it's sustainable.
Now, they've had to use two goalies in the postseason because of the injury to Mrazek, but these guys are career backups for the most part, so how have they been able to have the kind of success they've had the first two rounds?
And that's really the million-dollar question. All season, they've been outstanding. I think they both wanted a chance to prove themselves, and Dom Waddell, the GM, was telling me in the beginning of the season that Mrazek called him and said, before his agent could get to him, and said, hey, I want to take a cheap deal just to prove myself, prove that I could be the number one. And he spoke to a sports psychologist before who said that he needed to humble himself. And so that's what he did. And now he's been playing lights out ever since. But McElhinney was probably the number one the first half of the season. And then Mrazek just stole the show and he keeps getting better. That's obviously going to be the biggest, probably that and special teams are the biggest deciding factor when you think about Tuukka Rask has been maybe the MVP of the playoffs, right? God, he's been outstanding. That's going to be tough for the Canes.
If you were going to guess, because I know Brenda Moore said yesterday his starting goaltender's last name begins with an M tonight, which one do you think it'll be?
I think it'll be Mrazek. I mean, I think it's like a 1A, 1B thing, and McElhinney was awesome in relief of Mrazek, but I think just Mrazek healthy, and there was no problem with his play before he got injured, so I think you just go back to him.
Now, the bunch of jerks thing really couldn't have worked out any better for the Hurricanes. Really kind of put them on the map during the year. Obviously, they were getting some sort of attention with the celebrations after games at homes. But then Don Cherry opens his mouth, and everybody in Carolina is really kind of taking that and run with it. They probably should thank Don Cherry for making them even more relevant this year, right?
Well, that's exactly what Tom Dundon, the owner, always says. And a lot of them say that, too. Like, I was talking to Brett Pesce about it, and he just said, like, it fuels the fans, it fuels us, and I mean, some of the players couldn't care less about that, but it's a lot about more about the fans, and that's been important, because like we all know that the Canes weren't coming into this with a million fans, but now they sold $3.86 million in season tickets next season, and that's not even renewals, so that's been like absolutely huge for them, and it has to be about the culture too.
I got to be honest with you, I was a little surprised because Justin Williams, from afar, reminds me a bit of the leadership style of like a Zdeno Chara, kind of a quiet leader, you know, kind of a button-down kind of guy. I was surprised Williams was willing to go with the storm surge stuff. He did cut it off at the end of the regular season, but I was surprised he was even willing to go there.
He made it up because he knew what the market was like, and he and Dundon, I think, said to him, we need to find something that's going to, like, engage people. Like, I think they all knew it was going to be kind of a special season just because of the guys that they had in the room and Rod as the head coach. And so he came up with that because he played in the lockout in a European market. And I think maybe he saw something like that and thought it'd be a good idea. And, I mean, the Southern hockey market, obviously, I'm coming from Boston, and I just can say that it's completely different. Like, it's a lot of college basketball there, and I think it's like a fun crowd like that, and I think that it was a perfect crowd to do something like that for.
What's the expectation down there now? Is it, well, they've won two rounds, and they've won six in a row, they just swept the Islanders, they should make it to the Cup Final, or is it still sort of a, hey, this has been a good season no matter what happens?
Oh, even just making the playoffs for the first time in a decade, all the fans were saying they were just happy enough with that because that's a start. And if you look at their future, they have a lot of high draft picks, and they have a lot of people. They're the only system in hockey history to have the NHL team, the AHL team, and the ECHL team and still in the playoffs right now going into the Eastern Conference Finals. So it's like they have a lot coming up in the pipeline. So everybody was happy with just making the playoffs. But now that they're here, it's like, why not just win the Stanley Cup, right?
As you know, the Bruins players, to a man, like and respect and like playing for Bruce Cassidy. It's obviously the case with Rod Brind'Amour in Carolina. Why?
Yeah, oh my God, because I think he respects them, and I think he gets it. I mean, it's been crazy to see him loosen up kind of over the past, his whole tenure as head coach, because he was pretty tense. But then I think he realized that they would play hard for him, and he kind of loosened up, and he's making jokes and stuff like that. But I think it's just that it's a lot of guys that were kind of counted out and maybe other places. Like, I can name five off the top of my head that's kind of like, this is their shot. And he has put them out in, like, double overtime situations, and he is gives them a chance, and they're allowed to make mistakes as long as they're playing hard. And I think that they had been kind of afraid to make mistakes with other coaches, but he just wants them to give effort, and it's paid off. And I think that they really respect that, and they want to play for somebody like that.
Who are you taking to win the series?
Oh, God. Bruins in seven.
Final question from me. We've talked about, you know, the offensive top line guys for Carolina. Tell me who on Carolina is going to be tasked with trying to handle the number one line left in the game right now with Marchand, Bergeron, and Pastrnak.
Yeah, that's Jordan Staal. And I think that he gives anybody a tough time. I mean, there's a reason Crosby wanted him back to go win a cup with him this season. And, I mean, it's a good thing for Carolina. He said no when he's here, and he's been playing that shutdown role as well as anybody, except maybe Patrice Bergeron.
Sarah, we appreciate the time. It's nice to talk to you again, as we did when you were here working for WEEI.com. It's nice to have you back in town.
Nice to be back. I'll see you guys later.
All right, Sarah. Thanks. Take care. That is Sarah Sivian, who now works for The Athletic in Raleigh, worked at WEEI.com before that. And kind of, this was her first year in Raleigh covering the Hurricanes. She kind of picked the
perfect time
to go, huh?
I know, absolutely.
I mean, the storm surge and the jerks, and, you know, now all of a sudden you're in the
finals?
Eastern Conference final. It's it worked out great for them. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We will also talk a little bit about what the Bruins will do tonight, because Bruce Cassidy's already met with the media. No practice for the Hurricanes today. The coach and a couple of players will be available at the team hotel probably about now, even as we speak, as they get ready for game one tonight at 8 o'clock at the Garden. 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Take Dale and Keefe with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
Were you surprised at all about the reaction to the other night?
The
short answer is pretty strong.
Yes.
On the third round.
he's not falling for that. Now, Don Sweeney, the general manager, said that they would speak to Brad Marchand and talk about the professionalism needed on both sides. And after the, you know, they kept wanting him to talk about what happened the other night, and that's when he would answer, we're on to the third round. When they talked about the third round,
he talked
about Carolina and the matchup, and he just wasn't going to go back into why his answers were so short.
Have we figured out anything other than the one guy trying to make a joke?
Other than
that's
that,
the best thing
I don't
we have, right?
Yeah.
There's no other real answer for it, but hopefully there'll be plenty of opportunities to hear him, you know, this round and hopefully the round after that, but yeah, it's been an odd approach, but, you know, they keep winning. I guess that's all that really matters.
So as you get ready to open the Eastern Conference Final tonight against the Carolina Hurricanes, we came up with a little exercise here that we're just going to throw out there real quickly. Who have been the Bruins' three stars through the first two rounds combined?
Add them up together?
If you look at, you know, all 13 games that have been played so far, you know, who are the three stars?
Yeah.
And I think we both kind of agree on the first star.
The number one star, I think, is pretty unanimous, right? Tuukka Rask for everybody.
Tuukka Rask right now would be the leader in the clubhouse for the Conn Smythe. So,
I was going to say, the number one star in the league,
right
let alone
now,
on the Bruins.
Right now he would
yes,
be.
Yes, I agree.
All right, so give me your second and third
star. I'm a pro
star.
Tuukka guy.
Yeah, so am I. My number two star is probably Brandon Carlo. I know he's not going to wow you on the stat sheet, but I think going all the way back to the Toronto series, I mean, it's been a lot of games now. I think start to finish, I think Brandon Carlo has been great. Sure, you can find a couple of turnovers here and there, but that's going to happen with everybody. I think he has just been so consistent, because one of the issues when you're trying to do this exercise is there's been so many highs and lows for players. Guys have looked really good one night, then the next night they kind of let you down. I think he's been one of their most consistent.
I actually had him as my third.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're of a like mind of, I don't know. And, okay. And your third star?
Charlie McAvoy. I'd like Charlie McAvoy. I know it was a dumb penalty or in a dumb suspension, but guess what? That game hasn't been played yet. He ended up staying in that game and they won. So just based off of these two rounds, now it might be affected in the next round as we go forward that he's not there, but he's been a guy who, even a couple of the games where it seemed like the team's overall energy was down a little bit, he was providing some scoring chances and he was flying around the ice. And I've said it all along, McAvoy and Carlo have really emerged as two of the best players and two guys that are now better than Chara at that position. So those would be my three.
My third would be David Krejci.
Okay.
And I don't have a problem with McAvoy, you know, as a guy either, but Krejci would be my third star. The consistency, the playoff performance that he brings. I mean, whenever the Bruins have done well in the playoffs, a lot of that success has been built on the back of David Krejci.
Oh, and they won the cup, you know.
He was fantastic, immense that year. I think Krejci.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.